The operation to dismantle the Calais area camp was confirmed by French Immigration Minister Éric Besson in an interview on French radio.
Ça n'est pas un camp humanitaire. C'est le camp de base des passeurs avec des personnes qui sont exploitées, qui sont victimes de violences.
Besson rejects criticism over the closure, saying the zone, known locally as the jungle, was not a humanitarian camp, but rather a hub for human traffickers and a place where people were exploited. He says the law of the jungle cannot be tolerated in France. Until recently, hundreds of illegal immigrants, many of them from Afghanistan, hoping to cross the English Channel to what they hoped was a better life in Britain. Many had arrived to the Calais squatter area after dangerous journeys through Asia and Europe. As of Monday, there were about 250 illegals remaining. But local media reports many of them left before the police operation. The camp has become a source of tension among the Calais residents and in France's relations with Britain, with London pushing for tighter border control. As in several other European countries, the centre-right French government has cracked down on illegal immigration in recent years. And Mr. Besson says Europe must eradicate human trafficking. But immigrant rights activists say that closing the Calais camp does not solve France's immigration problem, because many illegals simply move down the coast. That's what happened when the French government closed a similar camp in 2002. The illegals later moved back, and the jungle was established. Mr. Besson says the French government will be closing more migrant camps along the coast in the coming weeks. He says the migrants can request asylum or accept voluntary repatriation. Others will be forcibly expelled. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.